I was wondering how you usually respond to claims that religion, Buddhism specifically, is kind of escapist, not nihilist in general, but just taking some words from like the last 15 minutes you said, like a way out or a confusing world. And you know, there's this idea that you want to kind of escape all this samsara and sankhara and go somewhere else.
Oh, absolutely. But
And okay.
yeah, I mean, there's different kinds of escape, and like there's escape with wisdom, and there's escape with delusion. So that yeah, you have to qualify because you know the Buddha, in the Buddhist teachings, there's different ways of answering questions. And sometimes you give a categorical answer, or sometimes you give a respond with an analysis of the question. Sometimes you respond with a counter question. So that sometimes if you want to explain it a bit more or to draw people out, oh, what do you mean by that? Because it's obviously, because whoever says, it's an escapist sort of strategy for as a religion and not really not dealing with the real world. And so, well, what is the real world? And then if you start sort of drawing people out into that, and you sort of realize, are you content with living a life of chasing after ephemeral promises of gratification, which keep you not only unsatisfied, but also in debt, usually. So you want to analyze it a bit and be able to provide a perspective where you see where you can explain a bit more clearly what's the Buddha's escape actually is. And the escape is always an internal clarity that, again, is that word unshakable is used by the Buddha. Akupa-jeta-vimutti, the unshakable deliverance of mind. It's one of the, to me, one of the really beautiful descriptions of the goal. But it's also it's only achieved through real wisdom and clear understanding. And also that it comes with a sense of empathy and compassion. Lhokpa Mahabua, who's considered one of the great enlightened masters of the forest tradition, and quite well known for his fiery temperament and his not suffering fools. So he would be quite he can be quite blunt and fierce with people. But somebody once asked him, "What is the mind of an enlightened being like?" And Lhokpa Mahabua's answer was really interesting. He said, "Only compassion." It was really quite a touching response. And because here's somebody who is considered enlightened and who is by personality, he's considered quite rough and forceful. But then, when sort of asked, what is the nature of an enlightened being? Is this compassion is a predominant theme. So one isn't awakened, one doesn't escape from samsara without being empathetic and sympathetic to the plight of beings who are stuck in samsara, and it's really worthy of compassion and helping in some way.